Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Wednesday, 2nd of August at TCR9. Many of our riders have now made it through Control Point 3 in Peshkopi, Albania, and are on their way to Greece and a three-section Parkour 4 with its various route options. After Christoph Strasser and Robin Gempo became the first two riders to reach the finish line yesterday, day 10 is also likely to see other leading riders join them in Thessaloniki. Indeed, early morning, Anatol Naimi, Cap 232, is the next rider to arrive. Unfortunately, there is bad news. Andrew Phillips, race director.
So this morning, our third place rider on the road, Anatol Naimi, rolled into Thessaloniki. But unfortunately, due to him spending a significant amount of time on the road, riding with another rider in the Alps, we've had to take the decision to remove him from general classification. It's a really difficult thing to do, and probably the hardest part of the whole job. But the problem is, when you ride with someone else, you're no longer on a level playing field with the rest of your competitors out on the road, so it doesn't really leave us with a choice. Now, it's important to say that he's not being disqualified, he's being removed from the general classification, which is different. Anatol still has a race finish. It's an incredible achievement. We don't want to take that away from him. I hope he's really proud of it. But the general classification is so sought after precisely because it's so hard to attain. And we at Lost Dot work really hard to make sure we uphold the rules and the spirit of the race fairly across the whole field, regardless of the rider. Now, I race myself, and I know how important it is when you're a competitive person to get that finish that you've worked really hard for. And I really feel for Anatol. But unfortunately, we have to take the right decision, not the popular decision. I spoke at registration about the importance of having that level playing field, because without it, we don't have a race. And the rule is that you have to ride your race solo. Riding alone out on the course is something that all riders have to do. I really don't doubt that Anatol had no intention at all of gaining any advantage, but riding with a friend is an advantage. So the reason we weren't able to communicate this any earlier is that we've got over 300 riders out on the road, and we have a whole process of gathering evidence and information on what's going on, whether there are any possible rule infringements. Normally we wouldn't take these kind of decisions on the finish line, but we decided that we needed to do this on the finish line because we didn't want to deprive fourth place rider Tim De Vitter of his spot on the podium. And we could have waited a couple of months until after the race, when emotions were less raw and everyone had had a bit of time to decompress, and that arguably would have been the easier thing to do, but I really don't think it would have been the right thing to do. So I hope that Anatol will reflect that he enjoyed his race when he's had time to rest. I hope that he's learned a lot from the race, and I really would love to see him back at a future edition. It's been a bit somber on the finish line, because we all understand that it is a big decision, and I personally take it really seriously. I wanted to break the news to Anatol myself. I know him, I've always been on good terms with him, but it is something we had to do. As a result, Tim De Vitter, who rolled in a couple of hours after him, has been having an interesting time processing his last-minute move up the standings, and I hope he'll come to enjoy and appreciate that incredible place that he's managed to achieve on the race.
Tim came 26th at last year's TCR, and with his performance this year, becomes the inaugural winner of the Green Leaderboard.
You're not only third place on GC, but you've also taken the Green Leaderboard win. So you're the fastest rider to travel to and from the race by overland transport. What does that mean to you?
I think it's important, especially towards the future, to be sustainable and to think about, okay, are there solutions in whatever we do, whatever job we have or whatever product that we're working with, to do it better. But of course, that doesn't mean that we should stop right away what has been used before. But everybody should just have once a few minutes and think about, okay, is this the way it should be done or not? TCR is a race. It starts at a certain moment, and from then on everything starts to develop in a kind of a cloud, and before you know you're at the finish line. I mean, I was doing this from Gerardsbergen and onwards. I think there were many nice places, but it's difficult for me to point at one of them. For me personally, what I kind of thought was funny or nice was to eat my freshly baked brass with potatoes and salad somewhere alone in Albania, standing up on my bike next to a abandoned railroad and some little village houses, just because I had it. I had to wait for it a little bit too long, so they gave it for me as a takeaway, but then I had to eat it somewhere anyway, so I ate it there. I had nice view on the mountains, but it was kind of a very, I think, TCR-esque idea or thing to happen, to eat your very nice fancy cooked brass on your bike, being sweaty and stinky next to an abandoned railroad.
Will Vousden, Cap 119, is the next rider to reach the finish line in Thessaloniki. A fantastic performance after a frustrating ride at last year's TCR.
Can you tell us how it feels to finish TCR after your unfortunate scratch last year?
It's a relief. It's a real relief. Because last year I was at the finish. I came along to the finish, but I wasn't able to share in all of the war stories and things and, you know, talk about this and that that people had done because I hadn't done it. And this year now it feels like I'm part of the club, which is really nice. So, I mean, I'm happy with my result as well, which is a nice bonus. But like, the main thing was just to finish. And, you get the feeling, you get the full feeling of having cycled from one side of the continent to the other, not just 80% or whatever, but like really all the way. And that's special. I think probably the highlight for me was an inner one rather than like something I saw, which is that after this routing debacle where I, thought I'd messed everything up, I managed to quell the thoughts of, I should scratch because I've just ruined everything. And, I managed to keep going and find, other reasons to keep pushing and keep the discipline up, which is what you need when you're doing a race like this. I managed to kind of turn my attitude around, which I was quite proud of, actually. And, of course, it worked out in the end anyway because, my result wasn't so bad after all.
Next over the finish line is Robert Muller, Cap 197, who has at times found the race tough going, despite such a brilliant result.
How does it feel to arrive in Thessaloniki?
Yeah, of course, very nice that it's over now, because 10 days is just too long for me, I discovered. So 1 week isn't enough, and then nothing gets better, everything gets worse. So I'm really happy that it's over.
You've had quite a busy season in the lead-up to TCR.
Yeah, in all the other races I felt quite strong right from the beginning. And here, after a few hours, I already felt weak. I was very tired, had to take a few short naps. And I just felt that something is wrong and I cannot ride as fast as I want to. And I'm not feeling good. So that was a big difference. Yeah, and then of course here the whole setup with all the gravel parcours, you cannot find this in other races, road races. And then, the length, it's when you're in the middle of the race, you already did like 4 or 5 days, and still you have to do so much, and it's like it's never ending. That's for the mind, it's quite hard.
And what kept you going when you were feeling so low throughout the race? What stopped you from scratching and made you carry on?
Yeah, always when I start, it's for me, it's clear I will only stop when there is a serious issue. When I get sick, when I get injured, when my bike is really damaged. But otherwise, when it's just a mental problem, I will keep going. No matter how slow I get. I was not sick, I didn't have a mechanical big problem, So it was clear I just finished it.
Over the next 24 hours, more riders will arrive in Thessaloniki, where they can start to enjoy some rest and reflect on their TCR experience. David Eyre, race coordinator, is in the Greek town of Theodoriana, which has a population of just 170 people and is surrounded by the stunning Pindus Mountains.
We are looking out at some steep, vertiginous hills covered in pine trees. There is a small town square with a large oak tree in the centre, and there is village life happening all around us. We're sitting in a small bar having an espresso, waiting for the riders to pass through about 50 metres away for the start of Parkour 4B.
As David starts to describe the thinking behind the three-section parkour, a local stops by for a chat. Ross Brannigan, race reporter, asks him what he thinks about the TCR coming to Theodoriana.
Yeah, my first impression is that this is very difficult. I couldn't do it never, probably. They have the minds and the physics to do it. It's very difficult. They have a very strong soul to do that.
Yeah. I mean, this is a really beautiful setting, isn't it? I mean,
and a difficult one.
And a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah. We have a difficult road here. We have gravel, a lot of gravel. They're not going to find a lot of asphalt road here. For us, it's special because it's we don't have a lot of people living here, but the scenery is very extraordinary for us. We have waterfalls, we have lakes, we have everything a tourist wants to see. For us, it's our day off. It's something common, and we love it. We hope you come again and see more riders come and visit our place.
Back to David and the three-section parkour.
What is the thinking behind making it into three separate parts?
So with this, I suppose what we wanted to do was not make everyone take the same road. So this is an opportunity to inject some drama and intrigue into the race. So yeah, bold and adventurous choices abound in these parts here. So we're hoping to see those riders who feel confident doing so, taking that route and saving themselves some distance and some elevation, and hopefully moving themselves up the leaderboard as a result.
And we have seen some drama already this morning, haven't we? So can you just explain to us what we've seen this morning? It's been quite exciting.
Yep, so we were up on the mountain very early this morning, and we saw Maria Holdcroft coming down towards Theodoriana to start Parkour 4B. So she had taken that route up and over the top, and in doing so has leapfrogged four other riders who had taken the longer road option round, one of whom is Jamie Wilson. So that means that Maria Holdcroft is now the leading solo woman in the race.
Jamie Wilson, cap number 4, has been the fastest woman in the race until now.
I really enjoyed it until the very last hill.
With all the construction.
Quite a few hills around here.
Yeah. It was really good though. Like, it was nice and decent gradient. And then the last hill was like steep and really broken, like chunky tarmac. And for some reason, I'm not very good on that. I feel like it just stunts me and I get really slow. So, but other than that, I'm glad I did it because I ripped my tyre a little bit yesterday and I've just super glued it back down. And so I was going to take the gravel, and then I was like, I'll just go around on the road. Pipped me in the night though, didn't she? Well, a rascal. Go and get her.
I was going to say, are you now going to go tearing off after her?
I'm not going to tear her off. I decided at the start I wasn't going to make decisions based on other people. I was going to make them on myself. I want to make decisions based on how I feel rather than like what other people are doing around me too much.
Tomorrow is a new day, and there are still plenty of stories unfolding out on the road. The race to be the fastest woman at TCR9 is very much on. And we'll soon find out if Sherry Cardona and Geraint Thews can cap a tremendous ride by being the first pair to arrive at the finish line. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.